We are here at the Blockchain World Convention in Atlantic City, and we are here with the founders of Core. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Our pleasure, man.
So tell me your names and where you're from and how you got started in cryptocurrency community.
Right. So I'm Dimitris Pravatas. I'm co-founder of Core. We started basically on October last year. Through Electronium, it was our first ICO that we did moderation at the chat room. And then we got together and we said, hey, all the members loved it, how we worked. And so we did it another time at another ICO and another ICO and another ICO. So we started it as a hobby, and now we are...
And now it's become a big company. That's amazing. Right. And what's your name? How did you get involved?
Hi, my name is Jamal Julian, and I'm a project manager for the Core as well. I got involved, again, with Electronium. I wanted to get more out of the experience besides just buying cryptocurrency. So I got involved a little bit more with the community itself, you know, answering questions that people had. I got a moderation role from there. And then that's when I met the founders on Core.
Very interesting. So for those of the people that don't know at home, what is Core? Core is the blockchain community for development. But what does that mean? What is Core?
Right. So our main service is moderation at various Telegram groups.
So it's you monitor Telegram groups. It's the communication of people who are speculating to maybe purchase or invest in different coins and ICOs.
Right. So it's everything related to the moderation of the group. So we make sure that there are no scammers, spammers, flooding. We make sure that there is engagement with the participants, with the members of the group. We educate the members, and you name it. But other than that, other than the Telegram ICO group, we do social media management. We also, through our past experience, through various ICOs that we have done, we have a list with vetted influencers, let's say, like YouTubers, for example, that we know that they are real, because there are so many fake out there. And we take the ICO, we speak to the ICO that, hey, there are these YouTubers, and if these YouTubers are also interested, we just bring them together. It's no intervention with us. We also take care of your airdrop, if you want to do one, your bounty, and basically we are the right hand of the ICO team.
Very cool. So as a project manager and as a founder of this company, what is one of the biggest problems that you see in cryptocurrency communities, and why should people consider using Core as opposed to trying to do it on their own?
Right. So, having in-house moderation?
Yeah. Like, what's the biggest problem that people, they try to do it on their own, they start their own Telegram group, or they're trying to go into the market without having an agency like yours to help them. What is the problem that you guys are solving?
Yeah. So, when you have a small ICO group, it's okay to start it like in-house. When it pops up and it goes 20K, you really don't have, you don't want to spend this time replying all these questions and stuff. You have a product that you have to build in, and you just need to get out of there.
Yeah, focus on your business, right?
Yeah. And as people are coming in, you just need more hands.
More hands on deck, absolutely. So you as a project manager, what are some of the problems that you guys see, and what kind of fires have you guys put out and crises you've averted?
Good question. The first thing that people need to understand is that we're not in the same market that we were last year, for example.
Totally.
as the market grows and as the community builds, people are becoming a little bit more more aware of the projects that they are looking to invest in. Whereas before, you know, they see a price jump, they're like, okay, you know what, I'm getting it. Now people are are doing more research on projects. They're reading the white papers, they're going on the websites, they're speaking to the founders and the project team leads. Whereas with some projects, you like we were saying before, you just see people join the Telegram group. There's no communication, there's nothing there. One of the biggest problems that I see different ICOs face is that if you're focused on building your project, building the tech that you've been stating in your white paper, while that's what you should be doing, if you don't have anybody taking care of the community, there are questions that go unanswered. Those questions that go unanswered equal to potential investors that you need for your project. And if you're not hitting that soft cap, then your project may not take off. So what we do, and what I do as a project manager, is I ensure that there is some sort of structure on our end, and there is a communication between us and the ICO projects, so that the community is always engaged. The community is able to get those questions answered, and that it builds confidence in that project itself. Like I said, we're not in the same market that we were before, and with all the changes that are happening with regulations and whatnot, you need to have that confidence. You need to ensure that your potential investors are confident in your product, and that's what we aim to do.
Absolutely, yeah. So you guys are doing education, right? You guys are doing community engagement, and then you're also giving confidence, because now even if the response that someone gets on a form is, let us look into that for you, let us check on that for you, if they're getting that immediate response, they feel the confidence that, okay, there's people behind this product that are going to support it. So me as an investor, I feel more confident that there's a team behind it.
Absolutely.
And I love what you said about the market being different than it was a year ago. We've interviewed dozens of people at this event, and one word that just kept coming up was due diligence, due diligence, yes. Due diligence, yes. Because there was this kind of gold rush where, if you even remember the original gold rush in the United States, people went to California and they sold fake gold. Yeah. They sold rocks that looked like gold.
Yes.
In a similar sense that has happened a lot in the crypto space, everyone was coming out with a coin and they may have not had a business model behind it. So the fact that you guys are basically ensuring confidence and putting the confidence back in to this space, I think is extremely, extremely critical.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in general, you guys have been here. It's the third day, have been tons of amazing speakers at the event. What is like a key takeaway that you've seen from all the people that you've met? And in the next 5 years, 5 to 10 years, what trends do you see emerging in the cryptocurrency space?
Right. Yeah, good question. We'll have to break it down a little bit.
Yeah.
So regarding the future of blockchain, I see that the utility tokens have more usage, let's say. I also see that the exchanges are going to be decentralized. They should be at the end of the day, because the centralized ones act like a barrier. On the other hand, if it depends on the regulation. If the regulation is in that way that you have to do your KYC to go to exchange into fiat, then it's totally fine and this is the way it should be. On the other hand, the decentralized ones are now emerging, and I think that they work better. We started with some decentralized exchanges that were not good. Now we're evolving into something better. Now regarding the market, it's gonna, we are getting there.
Definitely. I mean, that was the whole point of cryptocurrency in the first place, was that it was decentralized. There's a meme from Mike Tyson that says, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah. And then there's a crypto meme that's actually similar, and it's every cryptocurrency is decentralized until they get hacked, and then they put a freeze on the coin, right? And that's the problem. It's actually happened in some countries overseas where they'll freeze a currency, or I think in India they completely took a $20 bill or $5 bill out of circulation. And you had to go to the bank and exchange it. And if you didn't do that, all of a sudden your $5 bill was worthless. Right. So the whole promise of cryptocurrencies, and with fiat currencies, they're continuing to print money and it's devaluing. So the whole promise of crypto is that it was decentralized and it wasn't in the hands of a few. And then we kind of went backwards with some of the centralized wallets and centralized exchanges. So out of all the decentralized exchanges, what are some of the ones that are emerging that you guys are looking at and saying, hey, these guys are doing it right?
Should we tell some names now?
Why not? Go ahead.
Yeah, why not? I think that the IDEX is doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And it's not to say, I mean, we hope they continue to do a good job.
Yeah.
But it's not to say it's an endorsement. It's not a full endorsement. Right. But yeah, they're kind of going in the right path.
I use it.
You use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Whereas I had troubles with the previous.
Which we won't talk about.
Yeah. So, yeah, and now people have seen that you can't do a decentralized exchange that is actually more user friendly. So more exchanges are now building up, which are decentralized. Like Next is decentralized.
I believe so. Yes. Next. Yes.
Like Next Exchange, and there's so much more. So I think that in regards with exchanges, things are going there.
Definitely, definitely. And so one of the other things that you were speaking about is, you know, the acceptance at like regular stores, being able to buy gas with crypto, being able to buy pizza and buy food and groceries. And there's actually a company here, Viva, who's enabling you to get a mortgage using crypto, right? So as these things evolve, do you think in the next 5 to 10 years we'll have a reality where you can do all of your daily finances like using cryptocurrency?
Let's hope so. I think that we are getting there, step by step. There are baby steps, and it's better having baby steps than something.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I'm letting the market decide, right? Yeah. You don't want something forced on you, but if the market decides that, hey, this is viable, then it creates that opportunity. So right now in Puerto Rico, we just came back. We were at the Porto Crypto Conference in San Juan, Puerto Rico. There are a ton of cryptocurrency investors who are actually took over a city. And they took over a city in Rincon, which is on the island's second airport. So the main airport is in San Juan. They're next to the second airport, which is near Rincon, near Crash Boat Beach on the west side of the island. So there was already a lot of Americans who lived there in a town called Isabela, which means beautiful island. And a celebrities, former Miss American pageant winners lived there, artists, musicians, actors. A lot of people have retired to this community. And now the crypto community is now retiring there, and they're establishing the first cryptocurrency bank.
Interesting. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. That's awesome.
And their goal is to turn Crash Boat Beach and Rincon into the first town where you can do all of your daily day-to-day with crypto. You can buy your groceries, you can buy your gas, you can pay your rent if you're renting from someone there. A lot of them are buying the properties and then renting them. And they're trying to create basically like a test bed where you can see an example of how an entire crypto city would work. So how viable do you think something like that is? And do you think that things like that could start popping up at different places around the world?
So this is an experiment.
It's an experiment, yes.
Okay. Let's see how it goes. And if it goes well, I think someone else is going to steal this idea to a larger extent.
You know, absolutely. You know what? It's what they're doing in regards to, you know, testing the waters. I think that's amazing. You know what I mean? it's one thing to have, and this is what we notice with when we take different projects, it's one thing to have a lot of ideas and a lot of plans in a roadmap or a white paper, but to actually implement them and actually see them in real life, to see them take effect, that's a totally different ballgame. And for them to take these ideas and take this whole the whole idea of a decentralized world and a friendlier, a crypto-friendlier community, and actually put that into play in real life, that's huge. The fact that I didn't know about it, or Dimitri didn't know about it, for example, just goes to show that it needs more exposure. I would love to see updates on that. I'd love to see where that goes and how companies and how different founders of different projects take that and run with it. As you said, somebody might take that idea and build on that. Yeah. But again, that's perfect. That's what we need.
Yeah, I think that's what they want. They're trying to do this as an example and show the world, like, hey, this is what you can do. Another project that's actually kind of similar, Akon released Acoin, and he's trying to do something similar in Africa, where, creating a new currency that's maybe more stable than what they're using over there. And I don't think it's a thing where they're even trying to prevent it from people stealing the idea. Like, they want them to steal the idea, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So before we wrap up, if people want to find out more about Core and your blockchain community services, where can they find you? Where can they connect with you?
Right. So we are at all the main social media, but you can check our website at www.thecoreadmin.com.
Awesome. And what else?
We're huge on Telegram. So we do, if you go on the website again, thecoreadmin.com, we do also have a link to our Core community. You should be able to search it at Core Community on Telegram. That's just a small community of some of our followers, projects that we're into, project that we're looking at or that we're working on. All the information's there. There are links to those Telegram groups as well. I would say first check the website, again, thecoreadmin.com, and our links to all of our other social media would be there.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for being on the show, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you. We'll be right back.